We're in the book of 2 Corinthians together. We're in chapter 10, and these three chapters, we've come to verse number 12 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, "For we dare not." It's not something that's normally said in the Bible too much. "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." There's a lot of selves in there. 13. "But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth." I'm not going to preach tonight from the famous text about preaching the gospel in the regions beyond, and as their faith is increased, verse 15, he is able to do that because he will be enlarged by them according to the text. So this won't be a missionary sermon. I see something else woven in the verses that we've read tonight. Six times you've read a word over and over again as we looked at this passage. The Bible says in verse 12, you'll find it in the middle of verse 12, "but they," what's that word there? Measuring. Do you see that? Measuring themselves. And that's what I want to preach to you tonight from these verses about measuring ourselves. They measuring themselves. Now drop down to verse 13. "But we will not boast of things without our," what was that word? "Measure." You see that? "But according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you." Verse 14. "For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure." You see that? Look, drop down to verse number 15. "Not boasting of things without our measure." Now, you know what a measurement is. We have yardsticks and rulers for that. If you're really good in math, which a lot of us are not, and you're involved in trigonometry and geometry, you've got to have a pretty good handle on measurements. Same way it would be true, I'm sure, in the engineering field or whatever. If you get a measurement wrong, if you get it off by an inch, you're going to be off a mile. And, you know, it's like that illustration when you know, they shoot those rockets up there. If their measurement isn't precise, it might be just a little bit off down here, but the farther you go out and the higher you go and the farther in space you go, the further off base you'll get if the measurement's not perfected and right. You know, a lot of times that's the way we are with our lives. Our measurements get off. They're not what they ought to be. The line, he uses that word here in the text, I think he's hinting about a measuring line. You see verse 16, he talks about not to boast in another man's line, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you know, most people have unwise measurements. And that's what we find in verse 12. "We dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. In other words, if your measurement is someone else, that's unwise. Now, as I was studying this, I saw something that I've not seen before. I want to give it to you because he's not just saying that we're never to look at what God has done in someone else's life and want the same thing done in our life. That's not what he's saying. And I know he's not saying that for two reasons. By the wording of verse 12 and also by the context. Now, do you remember what Paul has done to the Corinthian church in chapter 8 and chapter 9? He has taken the churches of Macedonia. Right? Look back to chapter 8. He's taken the churches of Macedonia and he tells the church of Corinth the great sacrifice that they've made for Christ. Now let me ask you a question. When he does that, do you think he's trying to get them to think about their sacrifice? Well, now you say, well, preacher, that's comparing yourselves among yourselves and it's not wise. Well, but before I get on to that, let's read that verse a little closely. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and we skip over little things. Look at that verse 12 one more time in 2 Corinthians 10. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves, watch it, with some that commend themselves. But they, who is the they? The they is the people that are commending themselves. They're saying, I'm doing a good job. I'm doing all right. So the danger is not that you're never to look at someone else's life and say, man, I need to get with it. It's not that. It's you're not to be like the individual that compares himself to other people so that he can pat himself on the back when he's got so many needs in his life. You understand what I'm saying? No, the example of chapter 8 and chapter 9 is that Paul said, look at these churches of Macedonia. Look what they're doing. Trying to give them a good kick in the seat of the britches. Come on, Corinth, you can do it too. Now, he's not trying to tell the church of Corinth that their Christianity is based upon how much alike they are the church of Macedonia. That's not the measurement. But the measurement is this. The problem, the unwise problem is this. The church of Corinth probably thought they were doing all right. Because they were probably looking at a church down the road that wasn't doing anything. You know, it's easy to think you're doing all right when you look at somebody else's life that's all messed up. That's the warning. That's the unwise measurement. We dare not make ourselves of the number of people that compare themselves to commend themselves. And they look at their life with someone else's life and they say, well, I'm doing a pretty good job. You know, if we're not careful, look, guys, in this society that we live in, if you're looking at how people are in the world, you're going to be a good Christian in your eyes if you're the worst Christian in 100 years. You understand that? If we compare our Christianity based upon what's going on today, that's not a good commendation. That's an unwise measurement. Well, I'm not a drunk. I remember Brother Hank years ago, he said, you know, some of you parents just want your kids to stay out of prison. I'll never forget that. He said, that's your goal. God, don't let them be drunks or drug addicts or in prison. You know, that's a pretty pitiful measurement. If that's all that we want. But, you know, we can do that for our lives. I think that's a lot of times why we never strive, as we preach this morning, we've been preaching through the fruit of the Spirit, to be like Jesus Christ, because we look at somebody else and say, man, I'm doing a whole lot better than they are. My Christianity must be all right. My home must be okay. We see, that's not the wise measurement. The measurement is not to make you think you're okay. You measure things to know where you're off. You measure things to know where you need to get them back in line. And here was a group of people. Paul said they're measuring themselves to commend themselves. So they'll think that they're doing everything right. Now I will say this, having said that, there is a danger in comparisons in general. I think one of the worst
destructive things in our society for young people that's caused more anxiety and issues is when they look on social media and they compare themselves. It's dangerous. It's destructive. It's not biblical. That's not you. How many people, they try to be somebody they're not? But you know, we can't just get on the young people. I want my hair like her hair. Or I want my body like their body. Or I want my life like their life. You know, there is a general sense that that's very unwise. And all of this pressure that people put on themselves to measure up, listen, to measure up to the world. I'll never forget Brother Coffey preaching. He's preaching to the guys one time. Years ago, he's been in heaven a while. But Brother Coffey, he's preaching to the men. He said, some of you men are looking and lusting after other women that's got all these measurements, and you go home to your wife, and your wife's had 5 kids, and she don't look like that. He said, shame on you. That woman you're looking at ain't never had a baby. We don't have to get quiet there. I mean, there's something about that does something to your body. I better gently step back off that. What I'm saying is, you're not to compare yourself to somebody else. It's a dangerous thing. You get caught in a trap. He says that's very unwise. Now, if you want to look at someone else and look at, isn't it strange? People do the opposite. They don't compare, like this church of Corinth need to compare them if they want to look at the church of Macedonia and say, hey, we need to step up our game for God. That's a godly thing. But usually it's people comparing themselves to something to do with the world or their looks or their accomplishments. And God says, don't do that. Don't do that. Now, if you want to compare yourself, now what did Apostle Paul say? He said, be ye followers of me, did he not?
Right.
I guarantee you, you could look at Paul's life and said, wow, I need to step up. I mean, he's committed to Christ. For him to live is Christ and to die is gain. I bet, you know, you could watch his prayer life and say, man, I need to be a better Christian of prayer. That's okay. It's all right for the church of Corinth to look at the church of Macedonia and say, we need to step up with this gospel getting to the world. That's all right. Matter of fact, to the church of the Thessalonians, he said, I believe it was chapter 2, he told the church of the Thessalonians that they became followers of the churches of God in Judea. In other words, they saw somebody that was doing it better than them and they said, hey, I need to step up my game. That's not what he's saying in this verse. That you're not dare make yourself that you'd ever learn from other people. I never forget when we had children, when we had young children, I tried to search out somebody that had done it right. Not that I wanted to be just like them, but I wanted help. I wanted to learn. And some people don't think they need any help. And that's not what he's saying here. He's not saying here, never look at other people and not learn from what God's done in their life, because that would go contrary to a lot of verses about following those that are committed to Christ. He's just saying, don't make yourself of the number that compare themselves or measure themselves to commend themselves, to think that they're okay. I see that played out like this. Have you ever had people or known somebody that wanted to find out everybody else's faults? That they were quick to point out or figure out what everybody else is not doing right. You know, you don't have to be very smart to find somebody that's not doing something right. Because everybody in here, there's something we don't do just right. But wait. Why are some people infatuated with that? Because they're measuring themselves. They're trying to feel better about their weaknesses. They're trying to feel better about their inconsistencies. They're trying to feel better about their sins. And so as long as they can point out the weaknesses or the problems in somebody else's life, they're doing it to commend themselves. It makes them feel better. And oh, what a wicked, wicked frame of mind to be in for me to go around and look at somebody else's weaknesses so I can justify my own self. God doesn't want you to live that way.
You know people that have weaknesses, pray for them. But don't measure yourself by them. Don't commend yourself because of them. He says in verse number 12 again that they measuring themselves by themselves. You know, if you're your own, some people, they are their own measuring stick. You know how unwise that is? I read, it sort of caught me off guard. I read what a guy said in 1700. Let me read it to you. 1700. He said this. If a dwarf measured only himself, he could fancy himself a giant. That just struck me. In other words, if your measurement is always you, how ridiculous is that? You could come up with all types of things that are totally untrue. And of course, the world says just be the you. Well, you know, it's not good for you just to be you, because there may be something about you that's a dwarf. There may be something about you that's stunted. There's maybe something about you that needs to grow. There may be something about you that needs to measure up. But our society is all in a world that we don't put pressure on anybody and just let everybody be. And if they don't measure up, let's just clap. If they make straight F's, let's just clap. Because that's the best they can do. How do you know that's the best you can do if you've never tried to do anything else? And some people are that way with Christianity. How do you know that the best Christian life is the life you're living if you never try to do anything else? We measure ourselves sometimes by our own life. Well, this is the way I've always done it. Well, maybe that doesn't measure up. This is the way I've always been. He says that's unwise. Because I tell you why it's unwise. Look at verse 13 and 14. Because God has a measurement for you. God has a measurement for you. Look at verse 13. 2 Corinthians 10:13. But we will not boast of things without our measure. What is he saying? He said, I'm not going to boast about things that I know I can't do or I can't measure up to or I'm not supposed to do. Look at the verse. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed us. He said, I'm concerned about God's measurement, God's ruler for me. What God's distributed to me, what God's put on my plate, what He wants me to do, what He wants me to be. And He said, I tell you what I've found. I know it's a measure to reach even unto you. It was in God's measurement to get him to Corinth and help them. It was in God's measurement for Paul's life to make a difference in Corinth. But you know what? Paul didn't make a difference in every church because God didn't send him there. It wasn't his job. It wasn't his purpose. The Apostle Peter writes, he talks about the church that's at Babylon. Well, that's to the east. If that's a literal place, which I believe it is, that's in modern day Iraq. And Paul went to the west. Well, look, God had what he wanted Peter to do, and God had what he wanted Paul to do, and God's got what he wants you to do. But we just need to measure up to what God wants us to do and be. Take your Bible to Ephesians 4 and Romans 12. The measure of the rule which God hath distributed us. You know, God's got a ruler on you. He's got a measurement for you. He's got certain things that He expects of you. He's got certain things that He wants you to do and wants you to accomplish. He's got a certain Christian life that He wants you to live. He expects us to live it. And He's equipped us to do it. Amen. Now your life will be totally different than somebody else's life. Now God's measurement of the rule depends on what He's measured to you. What He has given you. He said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And then he talks about in verse 11, he gave different people different things.
They're not all the same. Go to Romans 12. He really expands that thought here in Romans chapter 12. He said, "Preacher, I can't be what somebody else." You don't have to be. But I tell you what you do have to be. You have to be what God's measured you to be. You know what bothers me sometimes and causes me to pray in the night? I know that God expects certain things from my life. There's a certain amount of things that He expects from me from the day of my birth to the day of my death. He has given me grace. He has given me opportunity. He has gifted me whatever He's done. And if I don't measure up according to the measurement of what God's given to me accomplished, what a failure is my life. Now, the same was for you. God wants something out of your Christian life. Is He going to get the full measure? Now, yours is different than somebody else. He says in Romans chapter 12, are you going to live up to the measurement of God for you? He said in Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." Does that not match our context of our chapter about people commending themselves by looking at others? "Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly." God's talking about how you think about yourself. How are we to think soberly? Look at your Bible. "According as God hath dealt to every man the" what? "The measure of faith." And he goes on in verse 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He talks about how different we are. He talks about how God's given us different abilities and different talents. You know, there's somebody right here in this service tonight. You have been gifted by God, but you will not use it for God. I'm not pointing you out. I'm not the policeman of the Lord to say where that is. But I'm telling you something right now. There are people right in here tonight. You've been gifted by God. God has given you something to do, but you will not live up to your measurement. It might be something to do with kids. It might be something to do with giving or some type of ministry. It's not just pulpiteering. It's not just missionary. You know, that guy that made all that furniture in the tabernacle, Bezaleel, all he did was make furniture. But God gifted him to do that. What if he had not fulfilled his measurement? What if he said somebody else can make the furniture? Everyone, you said, "I just feel like such a failure because I can't do." No, it's not about that. God, what have you given me to do? God, what measurement you want to put on my life? You said, "Preacher, I just can't do anything." That's the devil. Get off of that thing. Sometimes that's false pride. Quit saying you can't do anything. If you're saved by the grace of God, you've got the power of God inside your body. You've got the resurrected Lord on the inside. Quit selling yourself short. I know how that is. As a young teenage boy hitting the altar saying, "God, I'm nothing, never be nothing, can't do anything." I know how that is. But God, if you could use somebody so pitiful like me, here's my life. Oh, God wants to equip every one of us to accomplish certain things. But a lot of times we just never measure up. We never measure up. You know one reason we never measure up? Because we're not willing. You'll never measure up if you're not willing. The measure of what God wants you to do with your life will be contained in a few things, and one of it's going to be your willingness. If God can take those individuals in that Bible that were just men, just people, had all kind of problems like you have, and use them to do great things, it's not about the vessel. It's not about the tools. It's about the carpenter. It's about whose hand the tool's in. You put your life in the hand of God, you'll be shocked at what He could do with it. Now, it may not be what you wanted it to be done with it. But if it's in His hand, it'll measure up to what He wanted you to do with it. Your willingness. Another thing that determines the measurement that God does with whatever He does with our lives is what we're willing to learn, what we're willing to know. You know, if you're not willing to learn, then those talents that God's given you, you can never develop them. I know I'm prejudiced because he's my boy, but I think my son's talented.
Amen.
I don't say that for you to say amen. I would think that if you didn't. But you know what? It took a lot of work. You know what? A lot of times, sometimes God's put talents and abilities in us, and we just don't work them out. He said, work out your own salvation. And if we live in a day, if it doesn't come easy, then people don't do it. And I'm telling you, you'll never measure up to the things of God. If you're not willing to work at what God's worked in you, if you're not willing to work it out, you'll never measure up to what your life was meant for. The purpose of your life. And you don't have to worry about the purpose of somebody else's life. That's the next version. You've got to worry about the measurement that God has for you. Don't try and do something you can't. Don't try and be something you're not. God knows what you can do, and He knows what you can't do. And you know what He's done? He's given you all the tools to measure up to the life that He wants you to live. But quit selling yourself short. Quit measuring yourself by yourself. See, what we need to do, we need to go to God and let God show us that measurement. God doesn't expect you to do what you can't do. But you know what God also doesn't expect? God doesn't expect you to be the one to determine that. Let Him determine that. Trust Him with that. Go back to our text. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, He talks about an unwise measurement. He talks about God's measurement for your life. And guys, listen, if you live up to God's measurement in your life, you can shout and rejoice and praise God and go to heaven with a smile. But listen, if you've not lived up to the measurement of your life, and everybody approves, but you didn't measure up, it'll be found out. Verse 15, the next, leave other people's measurements alone. You know what's the one wise thing? It's unwise to go up to a lady and ask her how much she weighs. Don't do that. It's unwise to go up and ask somebody else's measurements. It's not, you know why? None of your business. Right? You know what sometimes we do? We get involved in other people's business. Paul talks about that. And if we do that, then we won't live up to the measurement of our own life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says this in verse number 15. Not boasting of things without our measure. He says, if it's not my measurement, I'm not interested in it. I'm not going to occupy. I'm not going to brag about it. That is, of other men's labors. If they did that, glory to God. If they did that, praise the Lord. But having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule of ability. He said, somebody else is doing great, great. And I'm just going to wait for God to enlarge me and do what He wants to do with me. Verse 16, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. Watch it. And not to boast in another man's what? In another man's line. In other words, if Apollos is doing this, let him do what God's called him to do and God wants him to do. If God wants John to do something different, you remember that's what Peter, after they ate that meal, after the resurrection, and Peter said, what's this man going to do? Jesus said, what is that to thee? In other words, Peter, why are you interested in John's line? Why are you interested in John's measurement? Why are you interested in what I want John to do? Son, you have got plenty enough on your plate to take care of you. I mean, you're out there with the cock crowing, son. And it ain't going to be too long. You're going to get up like a hypocrite. Don't worry about John. Worry about your line. Don't get in another man's line. When I think of that, I think of a plowing a row. Here's a row that I'm supposed to plow. Well, you're supposed to plow that row. Well, you didn't plow that row. Well, okay, then you have no potatoes. I'm plowing my row. Right? You know what? Sometimes we get so discouraged because of what other people do in their line. And God says, concentrate on your line. When I think of a man's line, I think about a race. You got your lane. Run your lane. Don't get in anybody else's. You know why people mess up? They try to get in somebody else's lane. Stay in your line. Stay in your measurement. Don't worry about what God's doing and some pray for them surely, but don't be consumed with another man's line. You've got plenty to do. Whew. I tell you what, I've watched Christian people get burdened of the sins and the faults of others, and they fail to see their own line and where they're out of measurement. I see something else, though, in that other man's line. You know, I see another man in this text. The man that I'm looking at is verse 17. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. This is the truest measurement of all. You know what I think maybe this other man's line is about? I don't know if you recall, but when we were preaching through the book of Zechariah, and we came to chapter 2 of the book of Zechariah, and the Bible says this, and I believe it's talking about our Lord. He said, I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. And he went to measure Jerusalem, see what the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. And I think this other man's line, as we come into verse 12 and verse 17 and 18, is also showing us the truest measure of the Lord, that the Lord's got, there's another man that's got a line. There's another man that's got a measuring stick. Amos chapter 7 called it a plumb line. To make sure everything comes up to measurement. If you don't have that plumb line, the building's going to be all messed up. It's not going to be a square. It's not going to be level. It's not going to be stable. When you take a line and you strike that line and you measure that line, you know, a line, guys, you carpenters know, or you construction people, I don't do that, but, you know, I've seen them take them big 24-inch wide pencils. And they'll make a big line. You know why? That's where they're going to cut it. And they had to make a line to make sure it was straight. You know why we get so crooked? Is because our measurement's off. You know who the? You know what the measurement is? It's Jesus. It's His measuring line. It's His plumb line. Isaiah said that carpenter stretched out his rule and he marketh it out with a line. When the Bible talks about line, you know the Bible has lines. Isaiah 28, he says line upon line. Isn't that something? Line upon line. Why does he say it like that? The Bible's got lines in it. There's a line of Scripture. There's a line of Scripture. You know what that is? That's the true measurement. That's the true measurement of a man. That's the true measurement of a church. That's the true measurement of you. Is what does the man's line say? What does the man's measurement say about you? And that's what I think his whole point in this text. You've looked at others. You've looked at yourself. Why don't you take a good look at the real measurement? It's the Lord. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 that when He measures us, He measures us according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know why we've been preaching through the fruit of the Spirit? Not just because we're in Galatians. I could have preached all 9 of those in one message. It's been a pretty long message, but I could have got through in one message. You know why? That's our measurement. And we can look down the road and say, boy, I tell you what, Sweet Springs is doing good. We've given a lot, and we're not into all this progressive liberal stuff. And we got people at church. I mean, did you hear that? We get emails coming to church that praise us because our men look like men and our women look like women. We're doing pretty good. That's not the line. The line is Jesus Christ. And you know what happens? When we quit looking at His line and His how do you measure up to Jesus? You know what we do? We see the measurement of Jesus. We throw up our hands. We throw our Bible down and say, I can never do that. If that's true, the Bible's a lie. The Holy Ghost can make you like Jesus. He can cause you to measure up. But the measurement's Christ. Are you like Jesus? Do you want to be like Jesus? Let me ask you a question. If we take that ruler of Jesus, I remember, Mom, years and years and years ago, we'd stand up, she'd have me and Joel stand up against the wall, you know, and mark our heads and all that, you know, on the wall and all that. And he was always taller than me. That bugged me. Well, he's 3 years older than me. Yeah. You need to remind me of that. Mark the line there. And I'd look at my line, I'd look at his line. And over time, they start changing. And I was going. And about the time I went into high school and started playing football, everything changed. You know why? Things evened out real fast. Let me ask you a question. If I brought you up here tonight and put you against that wall and put Jesus next to you, where's the line? Are you going to be like me saying, still, I don't measure up? Or are you going to grow and grow and grow? You can be like Jesus if you want to be like Jesus. But here's the measurement. He said in verse 16, he tells us, verse 17, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. This is the measurement, God. The measurement is the person of Jesus Christ. But the measurement of our lives is how much of our lives brought glory to God. When I stand before the Lord and God looks at my life, it's not going to be what I've done for me. It's not going to be what I've done for you. It's going to be what I've done for Him. What I've been for Him, how I've lived for Him, how I've loved Him. Did my life bring glory to Jesus, or was it just another life in the wind? When I get to glory, is the leftover of my life going to come up in the face of God and bring pleasure to Him because it was for His glory. It was for His honor. I didn't live for me. I lived for Him. I wasn't in love with me. I was in love with Him. I wasn't trying to establish myself. I was trying to bring glory to God. That's the measurement. The measurement of our church is not even what we can do. The measurement of our church is, have we brought glory to the Son of God? Have we pleased Him? Have we honored Him? The rafters of heaven, do they shout the praise of God? Because God's people are bringing Him glory with their life and with their praise. Or do we live our lives and He gets no glory? He gets no honor. Because He says in verse 18, for not he that commendeth himself is approved. Now we're full circle where we started. Not he that commendeth himself is approved. Not if you think everything was acceptable, you approve. Not if I think I'm acceptable, am I approved? Not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. God's measurement, the true measurement. When God looks at my life, is He going to say, approved? He can. He wants to. He should. Does God approve what kind of person you are? Does God approve what kind of teenager you are? Is the Lord approved? Has God approved of your marriage? Has He approved of your service? You say, preacher, I serve the Lord. Yeah, but are you doing it for Him? Has God approved with our prayer life? Has He approved with our giving? Is He approved? Does He approve of our private lives? That's the measurement. And I'm telling you, so many times, we've got the wrong ruler.